Today we begin Lesson 11 in Megillas Esther. We're beginning Chapter 5, Perek Hey. We're going to be learning Psukim, Aleph to Zion, 1 to 7. We are three lines from the top of page 1,000. We are three lines from the top of page 1,267 in the Simonim Tanakh. Aleph. Pasuk Aleph. Vayehi, and it was by Yom HaShlishi, on the third day. This is the third day of the fast. Esther's been fasting 3 days. Vatilbash, and she dons, she puts on, Esther puts on Malchus, clothes of royalty, regal clothing. It's the first time she ever wore royal clothing. She never really liked wearing fancy clothes, but now that the security of the Jewish people depends on it, she's wearing royal clothing. The Medrash says she also donned a spirit, a holy prophetic spirit around her, because it was also very important. Vatamod, and she stood, Bachatzar Beis HaMelech Pnimi. Bachatzar means the court, Pnimi means the inner court of the house of the king, which is the palace, the throne room specifically. Vatamod, she stopped at the entranceway. She stopped, and the rabbi said she prayed, and she was nochach beis hamelech, facing the king's throne room. Vamelech yoshev, and the king is sitting al kisei malchuso, on his throne, beveis hamalchus, in the throne room, nochach, facing pesach habayis, the entrance of the palace. So she's standing there. She's gone unbidden to the king, as he's sitting in his throne. Beis, vayihina was, chiros ha-melech es Esther ha-malka, when the king saw, chiros, when he saw Esther the queen, omedes, standing bechatzar, in the court. So, nosa chen beineha, she won favor in his eyes, chen is favor, beinov in his eyes, nosa, she won the favor, and instead of wanting to kill her, rather, vayoshed, he extended, ha-melech, the king extended Esther to Esther, sharvit ha-zohav, the golden scepter, a sherbita, which was in his hand. The scepter is a symbol of rulership, and by extending the scepter, the king demonstrates that he's taking her under his protection. Vatikra of Esther, and Esther approached. Vatiga, and she touched Berosha Sharvit, the tip of the scepter. And that means she would not die. This was obviously a great miracle that Hashem did, a hidden miracle. Vayomer lo hamelech, and the king said to her, she looked so pale from fasting. He figures that she must have something very urgent to request if she was willing to risk her life. So he asks, Malach, what is with you, Esther Hamalka, Queen Esther? Uma bakashaseich, and what is your petition? Obviously, it's something must be very disturbing to you, and because otherwise, why would you want to risk your life? And I'll give you anything, ad until chatzi hamalchus, until half of the kingdom, v'inosein, and it shall be granted loch to you. Now, what does he mean by half of the kingdom? He means I can give you half the kingdom, but not all the kingdom. What does that mean? I can't give you something that would disturb the stability of the entire kingdom, and that would be rebuilding the temple. I can give you anything but rebuild the temple. Pasuk Dalet. So she says, yes, I have a very urgent matter to request from you. Vatomar Esther, and the queen says, Im, if al hamelech, if it is upon the king tov, pleasing, if it pleases the king, notice the next four letters are enlarged. If you look at them carefully, the first letter, the next four words, have the name of Hashem, because they start with the letters Yud Hey and Vav Hey. It's not enlarged in the Megillah, but I've enlarged it to show you that we're hinting to Hashem's hidden name. Yavo Hamelech, let the king come, Vahamon and Haman Hayom, today, El Hamishta, to the drinking feast, a feast where there's a lot of drinking going to happen, Asher which, Asisi, I made low for him. In other words, she's saying, it's a very urgent matter, but now is not the time. Better when it's a social visit, you'll be more relaxed, then I'll be able to make my request. And I want you and Haman to come. Now, why does she want Haman? So there's a number of answers given. Number one, to lay a trap for Haman, to let Haman think that Esther likes him and he's really, really finding favor with everybody, and that will catch him off guard. And when Achashverosh would want to punish him, he'll be able to act swiftly. Number two, it would arouse the king's jealousy, thinking that maybe Haman has it in together with Esther, might want to be killing him. And also, by inviting the king and Haman to a party, word will go out to the Jews, and the Jews who may have been relying on Esther to save them will realize, and they'll think, I guess Esther's abandoned us because she's invited Haman to a party, and they have to put their reliance on Hashem. So since the king is not getting an answer, he's very curious. So Pasuk Hey, Vayomer HaMelech, and the king says, Maharu Es Haman, tell Haman to hurry up. Let's hurry him up. Taru, make it quick. Why does he want? Because he's anxious to find out what Esther wants. And Esther already had the banquet prepared, so it's not going to waste any time. They can go. So tell him to hurry up. La asos, to fulfill Esther, the wishes of Esther. And so it is in the very same pasuk. Vayavo Hamelech, and the king came, Vahamon and Hamon el Amishta, to the wine feast, Asher Asa saw Esther, which Esther made. So very quickly they're moving on to the feast. So now they're at the first feast. Vayomer Hamelech leEsther, and the king said to Esther, B'mishteh hayayin, in this wine feast, and he's going to press the question, because he knew, again, she didn't risk her life for trivial things. So right away he says, Ma she'ela seich, what is your request? V'yinos sein loch, and it should be granted to you. Uma bakosha seich, and what is your petition? Ad chatzi hamalchus, until half of the kingdom, v'se'os, and it shall be fulfilled. The question is, what's the difference between she'elo seich, your request, and bakasha seich, your petition? So the rabbis explain, she'elo seich means, if it's a personal request that you have for yourself, then v'ines and lach will be given to you. Bakasha seich, maybe you're petitioning for somebody else. For somebody else, it should be fulfilled. Pasuk Zayin, v'atan Esther, and Esther answers, v'atomer, and she says, listen, I'm not asking you for half the kingdom. I'm not asking you for money. I'm not asking for the temple. But she'ela si, my request, ubakosha si, and my petition. Really, it is a request and a petition, as we'll see later on. And what is that? We'll have to wait until tomorrow's lesson. Let's take a look at question number one. On which day of the fast did Esther enter the king's throne room? On the third day. What did Esther wear? Question two, upon entering the throne room, she wore royal clothing. Three, what did Esther do while standing in the inner throne room? She was praying to Hashem. Four, where was the king sitting when Esther entered the throne room? On his throne. Five, why was the king not angry at Esther for her coming unbidden to him? Because she found favor in his eyes, like a newfound love he saw in her. Six, what did the king do with his scepter? He extended it towards Esther. Seven, what was the symbolism of doing that? The scepter is a symbolism of rulership. By extending the scepter, the king is demonstrating that he's taking her under his protection. Eight, what did the king ask Esther when she arrived and why? He asked her, what is wrong with you? You look terrible, because from fasting and all that, she looked really bad. And therefore, he says, and what is your petition? You must want something very important if you're willing to risk your life. Nine, how much did the king offer Esther? Up to half of the kingdom. Ten, what did the king not offer Esther and why? He didn't offer the whole kingdom, which really means the temple, that would be something that would disrupt the entire kingdom. 11, what did Esther request from the king and why? She asked the king to come to a feast that she prepared. Why? Ostensibly to say, you know, I need you in the right mood to hear this important request from you. 12, why does Esther also want Haman to come to the party? Three reasons. Number one, to set a trap and surprise Haman, catching him off guard, so when Ahasuerus would get angry, he could act swiftly. Number two, to arouse the king's jealousy, thinking that Haman is in cahoots with Esther to kill him. And number three, to have the fear of the Jews now not thinking that Esther is abandoning them, so they would now turn to Hashem and only rely on Hashem. 13, what is the king's response to Esther? Quickly, get Haman and let's go to the feast. 14, why does the king want Haman to hurry to the feast? Because he wants to hear the real request. 15, what does the king ask Esther at the feast? He asks, what's your request and what's your petition? 16, what's the difference between a she'ela, a request, and a bakasha, and a petition? A request is something personal for Esther, and a bakasha is a petition for others' needs. 17, what does Esther say she's not asking for? She's not asking for half the kingdom. She's not asking for money. She's not asking for the temple. And we'll find out tomorrow what she's asking for. Please spend a few minutes going over lesson 11 and some time going over lesson 7 through 10. Have a great day.